Live
and local
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
10:33, we're going to hear from Lou Sparkenhagh. She's a Cambridge singer-songwriter. She's released a single called Helium Balloon in order to raise money for Cambridge Rape Crisis, and it's based on a personal experience. So a trigger warning here, as we've been given all morning, we will be touching on issues of rape and sexual violence in this interview. I spoke to Lou a little earlier, but let's start by hearing that track, Helium Balloon.
In the beginning, I was scrambling. I was searching for answers, avoiding whispers inside.
So Helium Balloon there, and that's raising money for Cambridge Rape Crisis. Lou, some might think that's a difficult subject to write about, something difficult to put to music.
It is, and some people won't write about it. I think I've had quite a few years of experience writing about it. I used to write poetry, and then I started studying some writing, and I was encouraged to sing about it, and I found singing about it incredibly difficult. Writing was much easier because it's separate from your voice, but then when I started singing, there was like a physical block to get over, and it's so awkward to talk about rape. The word rape comes with such weight that singing that word into songs sometimes, because there's a couple of songs I've written that explicitly mention the word. That was so difficult because you've got all this stigma attached to it, all this weight that comes with the word and comes with talking about it and singing about it. I found so difficult, but the more I started doing it and breaking that barrier of, I think, anxiety and fear, the easier it became. And actually I find it quite easy to talk about and quite easy to sing about to a certain extent now. I want to be in service to other people, so I'm glad that I pushed through it so that it makes it easier for other people to talk about it.
This is a subject that's very personal and close to you.
Yes. I was a victim of rape when I was 17 years old, but I didn't call it that for, I would say, 3.5 years.
And how do you protect yourself, Lisa, when you're writing about this, either on the page or in song? How do you make sure that you're still looking after yourself, because you still need to take care of yourself, even though it's in the past? It's still something that's with you, I'm guessing.
Well, I've had therapy. That my songwriting isn't my therapy. I've had counselling and spoken to professionals, and a lot of my songwriting isn't about the event itself. It's about reflecting on how I am. So often it's, rather than flashbacks or recounting the event, which I would find triggering and very challenging, and it would bring up a lot of negative feelings of anxiety and stuff for me. Rather than that, it's more so about kind of celebrating myself and my strength and writing about how I'm healing and how I'm recovering.
And where did the image of a helium balloon come from?
The song is based on a collection of poetry that I wrote 3 years ago, and I was writing a collection for my degree, and it was based on this feeling of being lost and trying to find answers. And I was thinking I would find answers in studying other people's spirituality. I didn't find answers in that at all, but really what I was realizing is that I was totally distanced from and ignoring the underlying voices and the underlying answers of trauma. And a big part of my PTSD, I guess, at the time was dissociation. Dissociation is a very common symptom of PTSD, where you're kind of disconnected from reality. It's like you, for me, I experience it like my body is present in the moment, but there's part of me that's completely lifted out of it, as if my body is like the weight on the end of the string of a helium balloon, and I am the helium balloon floating on up to the blue, is the lyric. I'm distanced from myself, I'm distanced from what's going on. I think it's the body's way of dealing with a traumatic situation, not just sexual violence, but or sexual trauma, but any kind of trauma. It's like a deep psychological evolutionary thing that we do. It's like we remove ourselves from the situation inside our heads. So the helium balloon was kind of describing and capturing that dissociation.
And listening to the song, there's also a feeling of hope within the song as well.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't want my music is definitely not about trauma sharing. It's it is about recovery, and everyone's on some sort of journey of recovery. And there is a lot of hope in my music and in sharing it as well. There's a lot of hope that I will connect with other survivors and other victims, or that other victims and survivors will find hope in and connection and validation in the music. Ultimately, I hope everyone seeks some sort of healing and recovery and love for themselves, and I hope that my music brings that to them. I definitely don't want to end it on a heavy note. Also, I wrote this song in a different place. It's looking back on a time where I was suffering, and now I don't feel I suffer. I don't feel I suffer with PTSD at all. It was really a time looking back on when I did.
And looking forward, looking further forward, where do you want your music to take you? If I could say, catapult you forward 5 years or so, where would you like to be?
I've been thinking about that a lot recently. I would like to be playing live shows. I love connecting with live audiences. I'd like to continue doing that, continue doing live shows and live gigs with my band. So in 5 years' time, I guess, playing to larger audiences. So playing to maybe hundreds and thousands rather than 30, 40 people. But it's still wonderful connecting with small audiences. And even in 5 years, when I continue to play live shows, I hope to connect with small and large audiences and make some money from it. That would be nice, because I put half my working hours into music and only make a small amount. But ultimately, also, I'd like to be known as an advocate for survivors and victims of sexual violence. It's a privilege to be able to talk about it and to be able to be fluent in like emotional language and to be able to have had like therapy and to be able to have sought healing and recovery is a privilege. So if I can use that to advocate for others, then I will. So in 5 years' time, hopefully I would have done a lot of work to help other people.
And certainly at the moment, this raising money for Cambridge Rape Crisis, obviously a cause that's important to you. And if people want to donate to that cause, want to download your music, where should they go?
So you can text HELIUM, all caps, to the number 70450. That's 70450 to donate £5 directly to Cambridge Rape Crisis. Or you can visit my donation page, which you can find links on my Instagram, or you can visit the justgiving.com/fundraising/heliumballoon to visit the website and the fundraising page, and you can give there. All of that will go directly to Cambridge Rape Crisis Centre as well.
And if there's a one takeaway message you want people to take from this track, what is that?
If you are able to seek healing and face the truth of what may have happened to you, if you can and are able to, and that you do have a safe place in my music or in me, if you wish.
What a remarkable young woman she is. Liz Barker there. If you want to find out more about it, it's Barker with an A, B-A-R-K-A. And that single, Helium Balloon, to raise money for Cambridge Rape Crisis, to raise just £5, but £5 goes a long way. All you have to do is text HELIUM in capital letters to 70450. That's to 70450. And that, if you want to give more, go to justgiving.com/fundraising/ Helium Balloon. Lovely to talk to, as I say, a remarkable young woman. Helium Balloon by Lucy Barker.
Cambridge 105 Radio.